Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and God bless each and every one that is live here with me, a relationship night. Here, I'm your host, Prophet Ellen Bynum. God bless you all, and I thank the Lord, as always, for your faithfulness. And if you're joining me for the first time here on Blog Talk Radio, we greet you all. I greet you all also from the switchboard via internet, and even if you come late in the archives to retrieve this broadcast. Here at Relationship Night is where I answer any questions or concerns you have regarding relationship, or if the Lord allows me to give you a prophecy concerning your relationship, I will do so through obedience to the Spirit of God. But relationship night scenario questions is are there kings in the kingdom? Are there kings in the kingdom? And I know I'm going to be talking about that, and also I'm working on the switchboard trying to get that up. Hopefully I can get that up before this segment show ends. If you're in the switchboard, just remain there until I give you further instructions. Are there kings in the kingdom? That is a very good question. I know as a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I know that as further as a man being in my life, he would have to definitely be a king in the kingdom of God. There is only one king, capital K, king, and that's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself. Then on the other hand, I have heard some people who also told me that it's not always necessarily meaning that it's going to be peaches and cream because you have a king from the kingdom. And I thank the Lord. I have the switchboard up. 347, God bless you. I see you. 832, God bless you. I see you. Every code 904, as always, I thank God for your obedience. And even those that are listening via internet, I don't want to leave you out, though I may physically can't see you, but spiritually I know that you're there, and I greet you as well. Getting back to the question, are there kings in the kingdom? I believe that, yes, there are kings in the kingdom. There are men of God. I heard somebody say, well, he need to come and find me. Well, I pray before the show is over that he will definitely come and find you. Bible says, a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. And I like the last part. He obtains favor from the Lord. And that's going to be the key element in really receiving, or if you're waiting on God for that. Let me just say for myself that I have took it upon myself so many times being so much with no patience, not willing to wait on God. And when you go ahead of God, you're only just going to bring destruction. There's going to be mishaps. There's going to be something that's going to take you away from what God wants to do in your life compared to what you want to see for your life. And I actually had the switchboard up, but I still have problems with the switchboard, but I'm going to get it back. I trust God for that. And I'm here to tell you that a king knows his queen. And I know we all, as women, we're queen this and you're queen that, and I'm not here to take away what you want to call yourself, but it's a very responsible role to consider or call yourself to be, because the kingdom of God does not come with observation. And I should say that again. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. And in the Word of God, it says in Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 21, and you can read it in your own detailed word. It speaks about, it says, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. So whoever that man of God is from the kingdom of God, the kingdom itself comes from within him. Now you might say, well, look, I know many men in church, God has called kings, priesthood, or whatever, and they have more junk in their trunk. They have more issues than you can ever think about. Well, yes, we as believers in Christ, we do got issues. You know, too often I hear people say, I'm a work in progress. When are you going to be progress in working? That's another segment show. But God do deal with us all on different levels and all at different times according to the season in which God has us for. So if the kingdom of God, as I was saying, is from within, that means that the kingdom in you should be example to the world, not just to a woman of God or not to a woman specifically that you're looking to be in your life. Too often, the kingdom of God cannot be compared to any woman that is looking for a man in this world. Excuse me. Because the operation of God's kingdom cannot be understood by people who is outside of it. And I have to specify that for this segment show, because a lot of times you might hear me speak or say something, and it's impossible for someone of this world that is looking for that king to come in their life, because the king that I'm talking about is the king himself, Jesus Christ, which is operated from within us, according to what Luke chapter 17 just indicated. Now, this is what I'm going to do. 703, I see you. I want you to stay in the switchboard. Let me, because I need to speak with you, and thank you for your obedience. You know what? 703, I'm going to open up the line to you first in regards to our scenario relationship question. Are they kings and the kingdom? And I'll pick up forth and give you the word of the Lord concerning your life. God bless you. Every code 703. Every code 703, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're live. You're live. I want you to give us some input on our relationship night scenario question, and after that, I'll give you the word of the Lord concerning your relationship.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question for me? I just got back on.
That's okay. Are there kings in the kingdom? Are there kings in the kingdom? And when I say the kingdom, I mean the kingdom of God.
Well, I guess I feel that there's only one true king, and that's Jesus Christ. We're all children of the king.
Amen.
That's my feeling. That would be my point of view about it. I consider myself a prince. I'm a child of the king. So I wouldn't necessarily refer to myself as a king, but, and that's referring to the kingdom of God. Here on earth, in our realm, you know, I look at myself as the king of my household, the king of my castle, or the king of my children. You know, it's my duty, my responsibility to raise them upright. But as far as the kingdom of God, no, I'm a child of the king.
Amen. Now, I'm just going to add a little juice on that, and I'm using the word juice because everyone that is live with me know here at Relationship Night, you know, the whole thing is giving the word that we all can understand and we all be able to comprehend. Yes, there is only one true king, as I did indicated in the beginning of this segment show, capital K King, which is Jesus Christ himself. But also, I did share what was specified in Luke chapter 17, and you could go back in your own leisure time, that for indeed it says that the kingdom of God is from within you. So to correct you in a positive way, and even if there's another man listening, I encourage you to call in to the show. In a way, you are a king, lowercase k, because if I go all the way back to the book of beginnings in the very first book, which is Genesis chapter 1, somewhere between verse 26-27, where it speaks about how we were created in his image and likeness. So if I would just take that alone, it tells me that the very foundation in who Christ is, we should represent that image. So I just wanted to add that to it. We don't speak in a sense of saying that you are the king, capital K. No, you are a king. You are a priesthood. Like you said, you are a prince into the kingdom and into the family of God. So I just wanted to add that to what you were saying so all those can kind of comprehend what we are talking about here. As I say, people outside from the kingdom is not going to understand, because Jesus gave the secret of the kingdom of God to his disciples. But when it came to speaking to the people outside the world, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get into your prophecy. God spoke outside to the kingdom of God in parables.
Mm.
And Jesus did that for a reason. Because as I say, people that is from the world is not going to fully be able to comprehend the secrets and the things of the kingdom. So even in a biblical perspective, what Jesus is saying, that when it came to people like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he spoke to them in parable. Amen?
Amen. And you know, another good thing I was just thinking of it while you were talking, something that came to my mind is, one of the names for Jesus is the King of Kings.
All right.
I'm not quite sure where that is in the Bible, but I remember reading that he is the King of Kings.
Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords. Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you know what? That's very good, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because it does speak about that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, I believe, somewhere around verse 15. And you can say that for yourself or those that are listening to me now. Okay, the Lord say, I'll read it. Let me pull the NIV version. While God will bring about in his own time, God, the blessed and the only ruler, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay, so that's a confirmation to what you were just saying. Let me give you the prophecy. I know I spoke to you yesterday, and your major concern was the relationship that you are in now with this person?
Yes. We actually live together. We have a child together.
Okay.
We have a lot of history together. We've been together 9-plus years.
Okay. Are you married?
No, we're not married. We actually just went through premarital counseling, I would say, about 6 or 7 months ago.
Okay, but it didn't get you anywhere?
No, it didn't.
Okay. This is for you, and I want everyone that's in the switchboard to listen and everyone that is via internet to listen, because I know it's a lot of you listening. When I assist in counseling in relationships, in the church? This is the first question I always ask the man. Did God tell you this is the woman he has for you for your life?
And my answer to that would be yes.
Okay. You stand on that and you believe in that?
Yes.
Is she saved and are you saved?
Yes.
You both are active in church and you both have a relationship with the Lord?
I am active in church. She's not so active in church.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm going to tell you why I went down that route. Because with you, I want you, by me talking the way I'm talking, it's going to allow you to see what the problem is without discussing personal issues. That's one of the reasons you have a problem in that relationship. That's one of the reasons. You are going to begin to pray the prayer to ask God to touch her heart, that she will be able to come and that you can both learn the word of God on the same level and both be fed. You understand that?
Yep.
The second thing is that before you even think about marital counseling, you really need relationship counseling, because there are past and present issues that are still taunting the relationship as I speak. The third thing that you're going to need to do, if God told you this, is wait on God's timing and you and her begin the process in marital counseling to become married. But I want you to understand, I say relationship counseling you need. And the reason why I'm saying relationship counseling is because if you go straight to marital counseling, you're going to bring the relationship problem into the marriage. I don't want to talk about what you did wrong. I want to give you the word of God that you will correct what you have done wrong. And the last thing I want you to understand, you have a child that can see. Maybe not fully understand, but that child can see and that child can hear. And you, as being the prince of your house, the lowercase king of your house, it is your responsibility as a man to set that foundation.
Okay.
Now
if she refuses to go to counseling.
No, wait. You both need to go to counseling. It ain't just her. You both have to go. Because progress can only work when you work. And in order to get progress started, it takes both people that is involved. You are not to be eliminated. You both need it. She need it and you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, I'm willing to do that. That was my question, because I actually mentioned that to her. You know, we need to go to relationship counseling instead of, you know, premarital counseling. We need to go start over again. And she refused to do that. She said, no, I'm not going to relationship counseling. We already did premarital counseling. Obviously, that didn't work.
Okay, well, I'm here to tell you that now you have to put your foot down as a man of God. And you told me that you trust and believe God, that this is who he sent for you to be, for her to be your wife, excuse me. So I'm going to tell you this before I disconnect with you. Now it's time for you to really serious pray before God. See, she could say one thing, God could do another. Okay? So now you're going to have to take your time by faith and begin to pray to God and ask God to allow you to be patient, to touch her heart, and that God would allow to touch of mind and whatever else she's dealing with in the relationship or out the relationship, that nothing is too hard for God. And if God has called this marriage together, then you have nothing to worry about. Everything is in your favor and everything is in your ballpark. Now, if you say to me, well, Prophet, what is God telling you? Well, I can tell you right now, what God is showing me is going to take longer than this 30-minute segment show. Okay? Because what God is showing me, I'm going to say this. And God said, wrap it up in my own words. I'm going to leave you with this. A train track runs straight until there is a reconnection. A train track runs straight. Anytime there's a reconnection, there's more track. Thank you, Lord. But there's more track, but those tracks are going in a different location. Take that, pray on it, and God will reveal. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
And God bless you, okay?
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Thank you all for being patient. 703, I just heard you. God bless you and thank you. And you know what? That's for somebody else. And God said, repeat it again. A train track goes straight until there's a reconnection. And anytime there's a reconnection, there's more track. But that track is going in a different direction. And most of you right now that's having relationship problems, God is showing me that the relationship is in two different directions. Let me open up the phone line to 832, and I want to see what her input is on. Are there kings in the kingdom? Our relationship night scenario question. Are there kings in the kingdom? God bless you, area code 832.
Good afternoon. How you doing? God bless you. It's so good to hear your voice, and thank God for another day journey. I do know that God is our Cana, and he the Cana King, he the Lord of Lords. And I know one thing, the Cana of God, you might be a queen, doesn't mean you're a fine and right king. But if you trust in God and put your trust in him and wait on him, he will give you the right name. And I just thank God what the young man that was on the phone a few minutes ago, I just endure you what God was showing you to tell him. And like you said, there's a son. This son is looking, he listens, he's here, and he are thinking. And they may not know that. But when you want someone, and you go to them and you ask them to do the right thing, and then that person refuses to do the right thing to make the relationship right, then you go to God, you pray to him, and then you may not get the answer you want, but whatever God gives you to lead me, you could put your life on it. So God's not going to lead you wrong, because if you have a woman in your life that you want to marry, you have to believe in God, you have to trust God, you have to love him, you have to respect him, you have to obey him. And I feel like this. God is the king of his kingdom.
Amen. And I want to add real quickly, area code 832, that too often I speak with women that's going to retreat this broadcast. I have went on people web-page sites. And there are women out there that's actually hallucinating about their marriage and about their husband. One woman says, look at my wedding gown. Now all I need is a fiancé. All I need is a husband. Or all I need him to have is 5 jobs. Or I need him to have this and I need him to have that. What I want to say to everybody, before any man of God can come in your life, there has to be a preparation process. Area code 832.
Yeah.
I'm you getting to hear this one-on-one. What do I mean about a preparation? You have to be prepared to be a wife to a man.
That's right.
Just like the man has to be prepared by God for the wife. And I just wanted to add to that, and I thank you for your input. Did you have any relationship questions you wanted to ask me?
Well, I just thank God that I know through life I have went through relationships, because the reason I went through some of the things I went through, I didn't ask God. I just done it on my own. But as I got older, I realized that I couldn't do nothing. It was only God who could do it. And I prayed and asked God for a relationship, and God sent me a husband, although he deceased. And I thank God for him that the year that we sit together. But if you go on your own, you're going to fail every time. But if you go on God, you're going to always miss it. But when you get a husband, y'all going to have to make sure that he's a man of God. You're going to have to pray together. You're going to have to love one another, respect one another, be honest with one another, talk to one another, pray to one another. It's not just getting married to have a husband because he's a man in a house. He can give you everything you want, and he got a job. The main thing you need to know, do he know the Lord?
Amen.
If he got God, then I could say that you know that you have a husband. But you got to work on marriage. You can't just get married and feel like you're supposed to just throw the pastor down and just lodge around and smell good and stuff and don't do anything. No, you have to stand by your husband. You have to make sure the house clean. You have to cook. Although he can pitch in, if you decide to work, that's between you and him. But when you have children, then you and him have to work even harder, because if the relationship does not work out, you might get hurt, but the children get hurt more than you, because they want to have a mother and a father. And that's why we have to be careful when we go out there and say, oh, that man looks good, baby. He is fine, fine. He's dressed like Canis, all that. Don't let all that fool you.
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
That you see is not good. And I just thank God for you allowing me
Amen.
To say this. Thank God.
And
thank
I thank God. And I thank God for you as well. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you. I love you.
I love you too. Yeah, that's another good word from area code 832. You know, I mean, everybody wants, you know. And then I'm going to throw this in here, and I want to share with something else. We got about 1 minute left in the segment show, but I'm going to go over that 1 minute, maybe 5 minutes, so we can grasp all of this. That's not to mention the unhealthy relationship where there's only sex involved. And any time you get to the point to where there's only sex involved, then it's not considered a relationship. It's what you call a booty call. I mean, maybe you got another terminology, but I like to keep it in an area that I know that people can comprehend. I say in the beginning portion of this segment show that people from the world is not going to understand the kingdom of God and the secrets of the kingdom of God. Only those who was born within the family of God will understand the things of God. And I want to specify that because there's too many people, keep it real, it's too many ladies out there that are opening their legs, hoping that who they open their legs to is that king that they've been waiting for to come into their lives. And I can tell you, he ain't going to come that way. And God ain't going to send him that way. So I don't want you to think that for you to get a man of God who lives by the word of God and who understands the things of God, look, tells us ministry begins at home. If we take every code 703, his problem is at home. So before anything could be rectified, he's got to fix the ministry in his house first. Because whatever ministry, this is for somebody that's listening, whatever ministry you establish home is the ministry that you're going to have established in this world. See, the kingdom of God is where God is, which is the king. Not just the word of God, but the power, but in the power of the word of God. And that's how you're going to find that man of God. Not only the word has to be within him, lowercase k, but that the word in him must come with power. Because, see, the kingdom lives in every believer. How? Through the Holy Spirit. And that's what makes that man different from any other man that you're waiting on in this world. Now, I'm not going to open up any more phone lines. I'm going to be led by the Spirit. Now, I want you all to join me every Wednesday for a relationship night where we're going to be dealing with different questions, different scenarios, and I want to see that light lit up, saying that you have a question. There's something that you don't understand. There's something that's bothering your spirit, because I'm here to save every woman by the grace of God, because I've been there, done that. Or, you know, prophetess, how can you tell us about a relationship? What's up with your life? Well, the prophet has been in every relationship you can think of. You ask me, yep, I done did it. Yep, I done did it. Yep, I done did it. It didn't happen. And when I look back over my life and see that I was degrading myself, then I began to rise up within the kingdom of God as a true woman of God. See, too many women are desperate. Girl, I don't know what I'm going to do, girl, if I ain't got no man. Oh, girl, honey. Oh, honey, he give it to me on a regular. He loved me. I love him. And you don't know what that tune is. That's not a man of God. A true man of God just don't want your body. Yes, God created sex, but he just don't want your body. You know what he wants? He wants to work together with the ministry that's in you. That's a real man of God. And if God had me to come back next Wednesday come back to the scenario question, we will do so. Because there's too many women that is waiting unnecessarily for a man. And matter of fact, if you connected on this broadcast right now and you waiting for your Boaz, or you waiting for whoever, don't waste your time. You want your man of God? You really want a man in your life that came from God? Then get at his feet and let the word of God minister to you. I pray that you all receive something in this broadcast. Again, God bless you. Area code 347-703-802-904. I hear you laughing on the other end, but I'm going to take that you receive something for out of that. And to the woman who says she don't need a man, that's nothing but a spirit that has to be delivered from out of you. Because there's nowhere written in the Bible where God says a woman don't need a man. If he created Adam and Eve and gave Adam the privilege to name his wife, then baby, there's a man out there holding your name, but you hindering him from coming because you're afraid that the name you see is yours. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Relationship Night. I'll see you all back here, God's willing, next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all.